Mindfulness of breath, breath and body, sound and thoughts. Coming to stillness. Settling into a comfortable sitting position. Legs uncrossed and feet flat on the floor if on a chair. Knees supported if on a meditation cushion or stool. Hands resting in your lap. Your spine upright and dignified, maintaining a sense of lift, but not tense and rigid. Rather, adopting an open, relaxed, purposeful posture with your head gently balanced between your shoulders. The weight of you moving down, the height of you rising up. Closing your eyes if you're comfortable with this, otherwise letting your gaze fall softly a few feet in front of you on the floor. Bringing a kindly, interested, friendly attention now into any physical sensations present where you make contact with your support. Noticing feelings of touch, pressure, contact, perhaps in your feet, the back of your thighs, your buttocks. The sensations of your hands resting on each other or on your thighs. Pausing for a moment and exploring these sensations. Turning this kindly awareness now to the changing patterns of the physical sensations of breathing, as each breath moves in and each breath moves out. Perhaps opening to sensations deep within the abdomen as it gently expands on the in-breath and falls away again on the out. Or sensations in the chest area as it rises and fills on each in-breath and falls and empties on each out. Bringing a gentle, inquiring attending. And you don't need to alter or change the pattern of your breathing here, just allowing each breath to breathe itself in and each breath to breathe itself out. Noticing sensations of stillness as the breath pauses for a moment between one in-breath and one out-breath, and then again between one out-breath and one in-breath. Following through your physical experiencing as best you're able the full duration of each breath. And from time to time, you'll notice that your mind has wandered away from the physical sensations of breathing, perhaps to thoughts, or daydreams, or memories, or pulled to other physical sensations. And when this happens, and it will, as this is what minds do, then without giving yourself a hard time, just gently escorting your attention back to the sensations of breathing down in your abdomen, or wherever you notice them most strongly, perhaps the chest, or the back of the throat, or the nostrils, allowing an interested, gentle, inquiring awareness to once again rest here. Each in-breath, a new beginning. Each out-breath, a letting go, a letting be. Gently bringing your attention back to the sensations of breathing each time you notice that your mind has wandered. Now, allowing the field of your awareness to expand around the breath, to include the many sensations throughout your body, whatever they are, and the sense of the body as a whole, sitting, breathing. Perhaps being aware of the sensations that arise as your body makes contact with the floor, or cushion, or chair, or stool. The sensations of touch or pressure where your feet or knees make contact with the floor. The feelings of contact where your buttocks make contact with whatever is supporting them, your hands where they rest on your thighs or together in your lap. As best you can, holding all these sensations together with a sense of the breath and the body as a whole in a wide and spacious awareness, just resting in a gentle attending to the field of sensations throughout your body from one moment to the next. And you may notice from time to time particular areas of intensity in one or other regions of the body, and your awareness gets drawn to these regions, away from the breath or the body as a whole. When this happens, you could gently shift your posture, as best you can, staying aware of the intention to move, and being aware of all the sensations involved in the actual movement. Or else you might bring the focus of your attention right into the region of greatest intensity and, as best you can, with a gentle attention, exploring the detailed patterns of sensations there. What precisely are the qualities of the sensations? Where exactly are they located? Do they vary over time or shift around even within the location of greatest intensity? Just feeling whatever is here to be felt and knowing what you are feeling. Directly experiencing it. You could also explore using the breath to carry your awareness right into the region of intensity, breathing into it, out from it. Not tensing and bracing, but opening and softening. And each time you notice that your mind has wandered away from the focus of your breath and breath and body, then remembering that this isn't a mistake, that this is a moment of falling awake, and perhaps acknowledge where your mind has wandered to, and then gently and kindly, with a firmly intent, bring your attention back to the focus of your attending. And now, allowing the focus of your attention to shift to the experience of sound. Moving the focus of your attending from the breath and the body as a whole up to your ears. Attending to your sense of sound and allowing that awareness to open and expand. Being receptive to whatever sounds may be present as they arise both internally and externally, moment by moment. Not going out searching for sound, things to hear, but as best you can, just being receptive and opening to sounds as they arise from all directions. Becoming aware of obvious sounds and of more subtle sounds. As best you can, just being aware of sound as sensations. Aware of their sensory qualities, their changing pitch, loudness, tone, duration, rather than their meaning or implications. The gaps between sound, the silence. Noticing perhaps any tendency to label or to judge whether you like or dislike the sound. And when you notice that perhaps you have got distracted by thoughts about sound rather than the experience of sound itself, or your attention has been pulled away to other thoughts or sensations, then gently acknowledging where your mind has wandered to, and then kindly and firmly returning the focus of your attention back to sounds as they arise and pass away from one moment to the next. And now, rather than seeing thoughts as distractions that pull you away from the focus of your attending, allowing them instead to become the focus themselves. And thoughts can be about anything, the past, or the present, or the future, about worries or daydreams, thoughts about planning or deadlines, or about physical sensations or emotional feelings, or thoughts about thoughts. And they can be of different weights and carry different charges, perhaps neutral or perhaps highly charged. So as best you can, just observe each thought simply as a thought, a single mental event in the mind. Neither pursuing nor rejecting or getting caught up in the content or drama of your imaginings, whatever their shape or charge. Each thought an individual, observable happening, which emerges in your awareness, passes through, and then dissolves in awareness as you sit in stillness, breathing. And there are perhaps some images that can help with this. Each thought being like a cloud arising in the blue sky of your mind, as you sit and witness their different shape, their differing weight, noticing which ones feel heavier and linger, and which ones pass by more swiftly. Or seeing each thought pass by like coaches of a train moving through a station as you stand and watch. It's not your train, you don't have to get on it. Or perhaps like images on a big screen, playing on as you simply sit and watch with a kindly, curious interest. And when, at any point, you notice that you have got pulled into the story of your own thoughts, lost in your own imaginings, then, with a gentle, friendly attending, as best you can, notice where your mind has wandered to. Give it a label if that feels helpful, maybe planning or organising, remembering or feelings, and then returning once again to observing thinking. Or, if it feels more helpful, just anchoring yourself once more in the moment with the sensations of each in-breath and each out-breath before returning once again to mindfulness of thoughts.
Thank you.